As administrator of the Agriculture Department's Nutrition Service, Robert Greenstein oversaw reforms that improved the lives of millions of the nation's poorest families. When he left the government in 1981, Greenstein founded the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities to focus on making poverty reduction a higher priority at all levels of government.
The center was designed to really promote more thoughtful debate and hopefully get improved policy outcomes on the intersection between budget policy, the choosing of priorities, which you have to do in setting any government's budget, and the desire to reduce poverty in the United States as a whole.
Greenstein has always stood by the side of the poor, and his advocacy for them has been recognized with many honors and grants. He received this year's Heinz Award for Public Policy in recognition of his work to improve the economic outlook of many of America's poorer citizens. Greenstein says his interest in public affairs and sense of obligation to help the needy is rooted in his childhood.
My father was always deeply interested in public affairs. When we had dinner each night, he often would put a radio on the table. We would listen back to back to 15-minute news broadcasts on the news events of the day, one from a liberal commentator followed by a conservative commentator who was presenting the news. And we'd end up talking a lot about it and remark sometimes on how differently they described the same events. So from a very early age, I was kind of deeply interested in public policies and sort of interested in how they affected people who were less fortunate.
The staff at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities share Greenstein's willingness to listen to both sides. As a result, they have a good working relationship with both political parties and have used that to build consensus for legislation benefiting low- and middle-income Americans. Over more than two decades, the center has built a reputation as one of Washington's most effective lobbyists on social issues. Greenstein points with pride to one of its signature accomplishments.
We've worked with policymakers of both parties over the years to improve and strengthen the earned income tax credit, which was designed both to reduce taxes and through the tax system actually supplement the wages of very low-income working families with children. And it is now the single policy or program that reduces the number of children living below the poverty line more than anything else.
In 1997, Robert Greenstein looked beyond American shores and established the center's International Budget Partnership. Through this program, the center works with non-governmental organizations in 80 countries to promote budget transparency and encourage public debate over how public money should be raised and allocated.
In many of these nations, the content of the budget has really historically been the prerogative of the executive branch. Often, even the legislature has not been given that much information, and the media has not been given that much information of what's even in the budget. And when budgets are not transparent, the potential for corruption, for money not to end up where it's supposed to go, and for low-income communities in those countries to get left behind is greater.
Greenstein is concerned that the current economic crisis in the United States is leaving the poorest Americans further behind than ever. Stimulating spending among low-income families, he suggests, is one of the most effective solutions to the crisis.
If you provide a tax cut or subsidy to people with a lot of money, they're likely to save some substantial amount of it. If you provide, whether it's a tax cut or food stamp benefits or something of that sort, to people at the bottom who are either unemployed or living paycheck to paycheck, that additional money is almost entirely spent immediately.
The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities is looking ahead to other solutions.
Part of what we're going to be doing in the months ahead is working with policymakers of both parties and economists and analysts to try to figure out the best way to construct policies that hopefully could be put in effect no later than January or February that would simultaneously boost the economy, ease the degree, the depth of the recession, and fight poverty and hardship at the same time.
Believing that overcoming economic and political problems in the United States and around the world requires the involvement of younger generations, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities sponsors an active internship program. Robert Greenstein says if young people help set budget priorities, they can make the world they'll inherit a much better place. I'm Faith Lapidus.